Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hello?
I need to talk to Dom, please. Send Mary Jane down.
Who's calling?
It's Julian. Now you know who it is.
Okay. I'm going to guess. Is it Martin Balsam?
Shut the fuck up. Just send Mary Jane down. I'll go.
Mole, who's on the phone?
It's Lee Van Cleef.
Lee Van Cleef is on the phone?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. He's not
it's
Martin.
It's the Stairmaster, you fucking idiot.
Whoa!
Oh, it's Perry. Let me talk to him. Is he here?
I'm here. I'm right behind Mary Jane's car.
Should I have her come down?
Please.
All right. She'll be down
Thank
to side.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
See, that wasn't so hard. Dan, what's your song?
For what?
In general.
I'm really into that Iggy song. What's that girl's name? That rapper?
Iggy Pop?
She's a South African rapper.
Yeah, you like her?
Iggy Azalea.
You like her?
Yeah, why not?
Is that you talking or Wolfie?
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
Oh, I don't know. Do you like that?
Yeah. I love a fat ass. Boy,
what?
She's got one. I love to hump those fat ass.
What's been going on with you, Wolfie?
What do you mean?
I know you got reintroduced into the great North Woods, but how have you been adapting to your newfound freedom?
Why do you think I'm here? I couldn't take it.
Then you had to come back in the inside,
Yeah, it's a pitch in the real world, I guess.
The real world went and got itself in a great big hurry.
Yep, you're right. When you're right, you're right, Mo.
Maybe you should hang yourself next to Brooks.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, look who's here! Whoa, hands, what? Don't grab me.
Why do you got to start out with bullshit every time? First thing you walk in here, Mole's talking about you grabbing him. Where'd he grab you?
Trying to let you through.
Hey, what have you been eating?
Bye. Let me go by kindly. Thank you for stop tripping me.
I don't think anybody tripped you.
You just raised your foot to trip me.
I did not raise my foot to trip you.
Scaremaster, is that a new button on the front of your fedora?
AC/DC.
Where'd you get that?
Nice.
I've had it around for a while.
So what do? You do different buttons on your fedoras different days depending on your mood?
It's... This hat is going to only have this button on.
Oh, from now on, that's going to be like the official AC/DC fedora?
The other fedora had cleaned with...
Turpentine?
With the one
Dawn?
That had
Crack of Dawn?
The big three in the center and then AC/DC on both sides. So I removed all those buttons.
Why?
And so will you put those buttons back on there or are you just going to keep the AC/DC on this hat?
This hat's only got that button.
I got a question for you.
What?
During the time that you were a big fan of NAMBLA, would you have had a button on there of that? Remember when you were on there?
During the time of that, I did not know what that meant. I was stupid.
You made a mistake.
Thank you. I made a mistake.
Thank you.
I made a mistake.
I tell you one thing that's not a mistake is this tune.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal Don.
I'm Maul.
And I'm the other guy.
Hey, and I'm Wolfie.
Together, we form the Big Three.
Plus one. That little fuck.
He's not a little fuck.
He's a little fuck.
By the way, you seem actually kind of in a good mood today. What's going on?
I'm in a better mood. I got some rest. I had a fucked up headache all morning and
really?
I slept it off.
Oh, that's
I
good.
I think. I hope.
Where'd you get the headache from?
I don't know.
Whatever you were doing before, you should try to avoid again. Did you eat at all?
Avoid eating.
Yeah. Hey, by the way,
how do you guys get rid of headaches?
How do you?
I pinch
between my thumb and my forefinger.
I take Excedrin.
I pinch my forefinger and thumb together with some ACT, dude. Smoke a little apple cherry with tobacco.
That's cool.
Oh, God.
Hey, I wanted to ask you something, and this might be good news for all of us.
What up?
I saw a flyer in Reseda, and it was for a party at your place on Memorial Day.
Sweet, let's go.
There's no party at my place.
There wasn't but in your pool area.
Yeah, there was a bunch.
Yeah.
You saw a flyer for that?
Yeah.
Because
thanks.
There
Can
was
we
a
go?
Bunch of,
No, we can't go to that one.
Memorial Day already happened. There was a bunch of fucking kids.
I didn't remember that.
No, but hold on. You listen for a second.
Memorial Day.
But it's easy to forget Memorial Day. But what I'm saying is
that
now.
That was this last weekend.
Right. But now what we can do, because now they're allowed to have parties.
They
we can have a party.
We cannot have a party where I live.
Why?
Because it's restricted area.
Well, what? No,
they
Jewish
had
people?
A party illegally at my complex.
What do you mean? It was an illegal party?
Yes.
They had
these fucking neighbors there? Upstairs.
Tell me about
were,
what
were
happened.
Fucking trying to have a big ass party.
Okay.
Because Tom took the weekend off.
Okay.
Tom Brennan?
My apartment manager. You know, he takes the weekend off, but of course he was still there, saw this fucking party, and busted these cocksuckers.
They were sucking cock out there?
Shut up.
You just said they were sucking cock.
No, it's just they were just doing something wrong. Oh, you got the weekend off, so can't we have fun? Yeah, fuck up the complex.
What did they do?
It was like...
Music.
Three or six families there.
Oh my God.
With a zillion kids.
Oh.
The fucking place was packed.
And,
kids,
were they
and what were the kids
noise?
Doing? Having fun and swimming and stuff?
Of course. It was like they were at the YMCA.
Oh,
with
my
a,
God.
Were
they listening to music? Everyone like eating food? And
there was like two or three pinatas. Oh. They had
pinatas? What kind of party was this?
It was a, I don't know. I actually don't know if it was a birthday party or just a party to have fun.
Did you come out and wave your
no,
thing on like
I was
the Burgermeister, Meisterburger, and
was
say,
going.
Do you ever come out and like yell at all the kids and say, you kids, get out of my pool.
Get out. Get the hell out
I
right
will
now.
I'm not like an old man.
There'll be no
I
more.
Don't do those things.
What was that?
I don't.
Wait a minute.
Like I'm a real old man.
Is this a new character?
Whoa, who's
that's
this character?
Just an old guy.
Yeah, yeah, but what's this character's name? Keep it going.
I don't know. Don't know what you're
Whoa.
Talking about.
What's your name, old man?
Oh, my.
Do you remember?
Do I remember what?
Your name.
My name?
Give a good one.
What's
Give
my
one.
Name? What's my name? Holy fucking Schmookies.
Holy fucking Schmookies.
Antonio?
Antonio, that's my name.
Your name's not Antonio. Your
it's
name's
Tony.
Tony. Anthony would be your other name.
No, that wouldn't work.
That wouldn't work?
Walter would be his other
Walter's
name.
Walter's the other one,
oh.
And Tony's the other one.
I thought you said you were never going to call him Tony.
Tony Barbieri
Thank
is
you.
One
Thank
fucking
you.
Alias bullshit
Thank
name.
Thank you.
The other alias bullshit name is Walter the fucking... trying to think of a wrestler name for this
hey,
piece of
come
shit.
On.
Hulk Hogan.
No. I'm not, no. God.
Walter the Hulk Hogan.
Walter the...
Haystack Calhoun.
Walter the Friendly Friend.
Look.
Oh, the Bushwhackers. The Bushwhackers.
Be nice and let's think of a good, you know, like a wrestler, like a WWE wrestling name for like Walter Malinsky, the WE? Or the Walt... Walter W.E. Malinsky.
This sounds like a fun game. Yes, Mary Jane.
Walter the Stoned Malinsky.
Yeah.
Perfect.
The Stoned or the
what?
Stoner?
The Stoned.
I'm going to go with the Tony Baroni. Baroni.
Tony Baroni. Durr, I don't even know my own name.
Oh, that's
what about
funny.
What about the old man's name? What's
Antonio.
His
name? Antonio.
Antonio. What's his last name?
I can use my uncle's last name.
Yeah.
Antonio Corsi.
Oh, Antonio Corsi, the model.
Wow.
Is that Frank Corsi's dad?
Frank Corsi.
Who's the model?
Antonio Corsi.
Oh, Antonio Corsi, right.
Was
Antonio Corsi's the model.
Antonio Corsi was the first male model. My other uncle, Al Corsi, was the cop in Chicago that moved to Florida and started
Al Corsi was a cop.
Al Corsi
on the
was
west
the guy.
Of Chicago.
Antonio Corsi.
Antonio was a model
Corsi was
there.
The male model.
Now, who were
they
their sons? Who was
there.
Antonio's sons? Oh, he was gay because he was a model.
He wasn't gay. He was just.
Well, that was your grandfather.
That was the tailor.
My grandfather wasn't gay either. You. It's just all the bullshit you try to make up.
I didn't make up
Antonio
anything.
Antonio Corsi. Yeah.
Perry.
Yeah.
Can we have a party? Yes or no?
No. The
you
only
know,
place we can have a party is at the Bow. Or at the comedy
Oh, yeah. Bow party.
Bow party.
The rainbow parties.
Let me ask you a question. What if there are a bunch of kids running around the Bow? What would you do?
They wouldn't allow a bunch of kids running
Why?
Around. Because you got to be a certain age.
How old?
I don't know. What? Is it 21 and over after, I think So after 6 or and what after they, 8?
They, what time does dinner start?
Dinner starts, I believe, at 5 or 6.
Then what kind of entrees do they have?
Good food. American, Italian.
But what sorts of plates? Tell me about specials.
I mean, they have pasta plates. They have
kind of pizzas.
Pasta? What
kind of pasta?
Everything.
Like what?
God, regular spaghetti.
Any kind of sauce on that?
You can get white sauce. You can get red sauce.
What kind of? Tell me about the red sauce.
It's meat sauce.
Okay.
So what else do you want to know?
What kind of meat? Like a bolognese?
No, please go to the Rainbow and find out yourself.
Right, does it come with any salad or soup or anything?
You can get meals with soups and salads.
What kind of
soup?
What kind of soup you got?
Chicken and minestrone.
Is there a soup of the night tonight or?
I don't know. I'm not a waiter and
I'll
don't
get
work
the salad.
And,
the salad. Charlie probably get
and
the
I
salad.
I don't have the menu in front of me.
What kind of salad dressing?
I take Italian.
You take.
Oil and vinegar.
You led them right down that road. You brag about that stuff all the time.
What? Oil and vinegar for salad dressing.
Hey, I wanted to ask you something because we should probably resolve this because August 15th is right around the corner.
That's a Friday.
Right. I know that whole weekend, but those guys are going to be 8 lucky winners are going to be staying with you. We should also have Saturday.
Whoa. Nobody's staying at my house.
I thought last week you
confirmed.
Who the
fuck are you? No, I didn't confirm.
The sleepover.
I didn't confirm that.
You kept making this filet mignon sleepover.
I'm not buying fucking food.
People bring their own steak. Everyone brings their own steak to cook.
I am not allowing a sleepover.
Okay,
in my
hold
apartment.
On. Hold on. Just
my
stop right there.
I'm
exhausted.
Limited to myself. And whomever I invite over.
Nick Shadursky's going to be there.
Nick will probably call me.
Tom Brennan is not going to be there because they're fighting, if I remember correctly.
No, he's not. Tom's fine.
Wait. I will be there for the pool party on the 16th. The 8 lucky winners
what
that get to
party?
Stay.
The you pool just, party that goes right
no
before.
There's no pool party at my
it's
house.
Pool party
there
with
is
the
no.
The steak sleepover.
I'm telling you, there's no fucking party at my fucking apartment! You understand me? You sick fucking bastards!
What about the Memorial Day party?
Go blow it out your ass.
I'm not blowing anything on my ass.
They had two pinatas. Well, what if we fill the pinata with steak?
Oh, that's an excellent
idea. Filet mignon pinata.
We've got to do that at the pool party because the 8 people that are going to be there for the weekend.
Nobody's coming over and I'm done talking.
You're done?
Where are you going? Where you going?
Are you raising your fist to Mary Jane?
Oh, old-timey
hey,
boxing.
What the fuck's going on?
That's some old-timey boxing.
What are you doing, Perry? I'll bite your fucking leg.
Don't ever raise your fist to Mary Jane. I'd slap you around like a little bitch, and I'm used to that.
Oh,
don't
you're playing around.
Mary
you're doing
Jane.
The cute face. Scaremaster. You all right? You okay?
All right, so we got to settle this, though, because, Perry,
there is no house party.
Okay, but all right.
Well, why don't we have it at his place?
All right.
I have never
place.
Been to your
you
house.
You want to do that?
I
Let's
don't have a house,
house,
but you can come to my apartment.
Let's go. What's See, your address?
But
you
what
I'm saying that now? I'm at the Crestwood.
Crestwood.
Okay.
Because I've never been to his apartment.
All right, that's not going to work.
He's calling me
no,
a fucking
wait.
Best friend.
It's not going to work.
Even be my
Perry,
friend?
Stop for a second, because that's not going to work over there. These 8 people that are going to come to this thing,
They're
they
not
expect
sleeping
to stay
over.
At your place.
They're not sleeping over. There is no sleepover at my place.
And there's
Why?
No Saturday pool party?
There's no,
with
fuck no.
Filled with
I am rib. Not going to get in fucking trouble again. I got into enough trouble with the fucking thing that you had at my house with those billions of fucking people that showed up
oh, yeah.
to fucking see my apartment.
That paid $500 a piece. Those people? You made a profit.
Whatever.
Shut your damn mouth.
Wait, how did they pay
I don't care how much money I make, but look.
You don't?
Look, no, wait. No,
oh,
no,
keep,
I said that wrong.
I'll keep the $10 shout outs today. This will be good.
You're just getting me to just say shit that I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. It goes like this.
All right.
Okay. And kindly listen to what I've got to say. The
house
listen
part. Listen to what he's saying, though, Dan.
I'm listening. I will.
Because he gets really upset.
Shut up, please. Thank you. When you
when does
when
he get
you,
upset
about the parties.
Harry, do not raise your fist to me, and I need you to behave, and I need you to talk into your microphone,
I'm joking
pretty please.
With you, okay?
You
Thank
weren't joking. You.
You
raised your fist to
Mary Jane. Oh, yeah. Do it again. See, that's a big deal. It's just plain old.
Oh, people can
little,
throw things
just,
at you?
It's just
no
little,
big deal?
It's like little kid shit.
Okay, so
anyhow, now
that.
Back
so
to my that. House.
But it is Costco filet mignon that you like, right?
Right. That's what he said.
I like the top-notch stuff.
Like and what else? What other stuff do you like?
But there's no parties at my apartment.
Well, what's your all-time favorite meal, if you could have anything? You have the filet mignon, right?
God, it could be, it depends on what night of the week it
anything,
is. It depends on
anything.
Whatever.
Let's go Wednesday. Let's go Wednesday.
Wednesday. Anything you want.
Let's go Wednesday where?
You said what night of the week it is. I gave you Wednesday.
All right. I like a nice Gina's Chinese chicken salad at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Okay.
I love those salads.
Chinese chicken salad?
Gina's Chinese chicken salad.
What's
okay.
the difference?
Is what it's called.
Why is it called Gina's?
It's just what they call it on the menu.
What do they put in it?
Chicken, romaine lettuce.
Wow.
Spinach. Uh-huh. Different vegetables.
Let me write
stuff.
That down.
You're making me starving.
If you could take one item out of that salad to make it perfect, what would it be? Or what item in addition to what's in the salad already would you add to make it the perfect salad?
And it's already a perfect salad.
Figured out what you like to drink.
I would drink water or.
So you're saying the salad's perfect?
Yeah, the salad is a perfect salad.
Nothing else added.
No need. No need.
Let me ask you this, okay?
Get in front of the mic.
Let me ask you this, okay?
Look at Director Perry over there.
What about if we just make shish kebabs instead of steaks at your place?
You're not.
We can
again.
Just heat them up.
Again.
They'll be cooked. We'll bring them over.
Again.
And we have steak kebabs.
Again.
Like we have steak kebabs.
Coming to my house.
Kebabs with steak on.
How many fucking
Everybody
times
loves steak
do I
kebabs.
Have to tell you?
Who doesn't love steak kebabs?
In the next fucking 30
yes,
minutes.
Yes, vegetarians
hour,
probably not.
2 hours or 10
but
hours.
Other people
you
who like to eat steak.
Here,
like steak
kidnap
kebabs.
Kidnap me every fucking night that I'm here.
You know, you're making a steak.
Invited over.
All right, two quick things I gotta address right now, please. We kidnap you? You're kidnapped?
I'm just saying.
Okay,
that.
Now the other thing, you seem like you're on the fence about having this pool party and the eight people over.
Pool party? Well,
that's
fence.
On Saturday.
We gotta get in a bikini shape, fellas.
There is no fucking party!
I really love the idea of the prime rib and the pinata. That is an excellent idea.
And there is no party!
For sure.
Positive! You show up, I'll have you arrested!
What if we
God
show up with
fucking
cops?
Damn it!
What happens if we show up with police officers?
Show up with the cops.
Yeah, maybe not, I will. Maybe
yeah,
I will.
I will. From this fucking precinct down the street or the precinct by my house. Show up with
okay,
the
show up,
cops.
Show up. You don't have to yell at us. We'll show up. Why are you yelling at us? Fine. You want us to be there. We'll be there.
But if you show up at all, I'm going to throw you out.
Why?
You have a street.
Because there's no fucking party at my house. You sons of bitch!
But you just screamed at us to show up.
I said no!
You
fucking
just,
party!
See, this is
at
the thing.
My house!
You gotta understand
no,
what
you're
we're
not
doing.
Allowed.
Hey, Perry.
Motherfucker!
You
shut
gotta,
your mouth!
I'm not gonna shut your mouth. We're doing
shut
a
up.
Podcast.
You're
we've
not
got to continue on with the
Bring
podcast.
The
but you're giving mixed signals! You're giving mixed signals!
Invited to my house!
That's like, like in your religion,
he gave mixed signals for sure.
Just,
he invites us over to the blue house. Then he says he's not. But
over
you just said
now.
Moments ago, if we bring cops,
I'm not invited. Don't out. I'm fucking done.
Perry, I got to say something for the first time ever. You got to lighten up a little bit, okay?
You know this song, Our House,
is in the middle of the street. Our house.
In the middle of the street.
There's another
no,
line.
It's, no, you're not invited, no matter
okay,
what.
Okay, okay.
No matter fucking what.
Okay.
Party, only at the Comedy Store at the Rainbow. No, I don't give a shit.
Question.
You show up at my house with anybody.
Mole's got a
question. I'm going to have you thrown in jail.
Question.
What if we come with police,
question.
Though?
I don't
ahead.
Give a fuck.
Mole, ask your question.
Scaremaster, what are you trying to hide at your house?
I've got nothing to hide.
No, wait a second. What's going on?
And don't worry about what I have in my house. You've got too much shit going on. Number one, what I want to hide is my goddamn address.
Well, everybody knows
it. Everybody knows it. I know because you're fucking getting out over and over and over again.
Can I ask a question, please?
Yes, you may, Moore.
Scare Master, you don't have to say anything, but is this because maybe you're tinkling the bed again?
No, you know what I think it is? I'll tell you. Ever since he decided he's going to be a Navajo bagpipe ceremony, he's really gone off the deep end. Those guys
Not invited at my house.
Are you keeping dogs now? Is that what's going on? Is your house full of dogs?
No,
I'm not answering.
You know what? He didn't answer it. And the minute I said the Navajo bagpipe
ceremony, even know what the fuck.
Okay,
we're...
all right.
The name of my religion correctly, or I'm leaving.
I just got to tell you something.
Then, no. I'm leaving.
Since you hung out with those nerds, because that's what they are.
Nerds.
They're nerds. Used to be cool.
Used to be cool. We've always been cool.
No, you used to be cool. You're not as cool before. I remember.
Guess what?
I remember you used to have a party every other weekend.
Fame.
That's what I'm planning on.
What? Tell me
more. Living forever.
What? Oh, my God. You're doing the transfusions?
What?
Were you getting 9 cat lives?
Oh, God.
Are you still on that brain medication? Does that help you?
As long as I'm not on the fucking drugs that cocksucker was that killed all those nice kids up in fucking Santa Barbara. That piece of shit.
Who's this?
There was a gun shooting at the college in Isla Vista this last weekend.
You seem very passionate about this. Why is that?
Because Perry has a...
Because there was innocent individuals
that
were killed by a fucking loser.
What was this loser about? What's his background?
I don't know his background. All
I don't think we should give him any time from the big...
No, he deserves no time. He
definitely deserves none of our attention.
None.
Let me ask you a question, Scare Master. Switching gears for a second, okay? When you say kind of, you kind of make it sound like you don't want us to come over.
Kind of?
I've gotten that.
Oh, my God.
Thought.
I'm trying to tell you what it feels like. I'm trying to tell you what my feelings are.
Perry.
Perry, get your microphone back in front of your face. Please behave nicely.
We got a feeling like you don't want us to come over. And that But that really hurts our
feelings. It's supposed to. One, two, forget it.
But Perry, you have to understand this. Memorial Day, you had a party with piñatas.
I didn't have any fucking party. It was neighbors that had the party.
Let me ask you this, though. What happened the last time we came over? It was really fun. We all had a blast.
It was a great
time. Everybody had fun. What was the problem?
Can I tell you what I did that?
But I was informed by my manager that is the last time there's ever to have anything like that at my place again. Because I will get thrown out.
No, they can't control
I
you.
Will be thrown out.
Did Why? He see Why me pee in the pool? Out?
Oh, thanks for announcing that on the air. So
what?
So you can now make it for sure that there's no way I can even invite you guys over.
Why?
Why?
Well, you just said because you peed in the pool.
Yeah. I do that everywhere.
Because you're a pig.
Yeah, it doesn't mean
you're
a pig.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't mean anything. You're a fucking slob.
It's a thing I like to do. It's like
Wait a second. Wait a second. Did those people have that birthday party out of the pool and you weren't invited and you went out there with a balloon
I'm not
present?
Interested in
that. You said I got a present. You had your nice bow tie on and your nicest short sleeve shirt with a sweater vest on.
I got a great idea. Just listen to this idea. You seem burned by that. And I understand, because if someone's having a party and you're not invited and it's right there.
I am not.
Just please listen.
Bad. It feels bad.
Oh, what we do is the weekend that everybody comes here and the 8 people are staying at your place, what we do is
my place.
Why not? Everybody
No one! I repeat! No one! Absolutely no one! Except for Nick is staying in my apartment. Fucking week.
You seem passionate about your answer, but I just want to at
least... What if Nick has some friends?
What if Nick has a party?
Then it's not you doing
it. It's going to happen in my apartment. Or in my complex.
All right. Well,
it's
just
not allowed.
Can you at least listen to me and hear the whole
idea?
Can you hear the whole idea? Can you, please? And then you can say no. We're not going to go if you don't want us to. But I was just thinking, we have a fake birthday party, and everybody that comes there brings you a gift.
No, that's sweet.
Would be great. And you know what
you have? Do you already have hungry hippos?
I'm not interested in birthdays anymore.
Wait a minute. Idea not done yet. And we hire some baby deer to roam around the pool.
Oh, and you got three pinatas.
Let's make it four.
How many fucking times do I have to tell you?
Just
no fucking invites at my place at all.
And then Scaremaster, and then when we're at the party, you can give Dan his Tommy Bahama shirts.
Yeah, you do owe me five.
No invites at my house at all.
Notice how he went right over the Tommy Bahama shirts like it doesn't matter.
But I do want to know this, Scaremaster, because we ran into some things and had some miscommunications in the past. True or false?
Yes.
And I've come over to your house. I've brought big jugs of wine.
Because I didn't want it, but you brought it anyway.
I brought over chili and desserts and stuff like that. I always feel
because
that
I'm lactose intolerant and you don't give a shit.
I bring the wrong
and you bring
things.
Over the stuff anyway.
I bring the wrong things.
All right.
What sort of stuff do you like?
I like nothing out of you. I like nothing showing up at my place from you. I don't want anyone at my house. Go to where I said. Either the Rainbow Bar and Grill or the Comedy Store.
How about chocolate milk? You can't drink that kind of milk either?
Oh, my God. Did you know how to shut the fuck up?
Well, he's got to talk during the podcast.
Oh, I'm a chocolate milk.
Okay, Perry, we've got work to do. We have some work to do, and we should get to that right away because time is going.
Yeah, keep fucking with me
Nobody's fucking with you at all. I do have a message from the bosses upstairs, and we got to get to this.
The bosses upstairs.
Last week, they hated your Perry's Corner. They say you put no thought into it. You were yelling too loud.
What corner?
During your Perry's Corner.
I don't even know what I talked about.
You don't remember talking
personal
about
personal life and pop culture?
You don't remember last week?
No, because I didn't even have an assignment for this week.
Hmm. No, no assignment this week, but they've got a new assignment for you.
But just, let's hear what the new assignment is, and I'll tell you if I agree or not.
You quit social media. That's what you did. You don't remember that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, they thought that you took too long to get to the point. You started talking about all these other things. You yelled during it. And they didn't like Perry's Corner. So they've given a new assignment. So, at least for this week, goodbye to Perry's Corner. We could play the theme music, though.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I love that theme.
All right.
It's Perry's Corner.
Well, coming next week, Perry, we're going back to an old bit that you better do a good job on this. We're going to Perry's Movie Time.
All right.
And how about this theme song? We love this.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Now, Perry, you have to listen. They want you to review the film, and you've done this before. You reviewed this movie on a previous podcast, but it was terrible. You have enough.
Was it that HBO Julia Roberts one?
Which movie?
You're going to review the film classic, Windy City Heat.
Okay.
But this time you're not going to read from the back of the box. You're going to write about it. You're going to tell us about your feelings about it. You're going to do a real good Perry's Movie Time. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's next week. Perry's Movie Time. Play that theme.
It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Okay. Now, I think that right now it is time that we do something that the fans can get involved with. It's probably one of the best things that we do
Perry's
on this
Movie
show.
Time?
No, no, we just did. Well, let's do this song one more time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
No, it's time once again for our $10
shout out. $10
shout out. Now, if you've never heard the $10 shout-out, this is where you, the listener at home, can get in touch with us. You can say something very short and very sweet and tell us what's on your mind about the big three and upcoming events. And I guess right now, unless things change, there is no eight guests that get to spend the weekend there. And there's no pool party on Saturday that people are getting very excited about. Okay, I'm just telling you.
No way.
Right now, we're saying that's not happening.
Right now and never.
Well, how do you cook your steaks?
Don't worry about it.
I'm asking you a question.
Well, I'm telling you, don't worry
We're
about it.
We're talking on a podcast. What are you supposed to do?
All right, my George Foreman Leaming Grease Reducing Grilling Machine.
How do you do it, though?
What do you mean, how do you do it? You put it in the grill and you shut the top.
All right, here's her first $10 shout-out.
It says, Dear Mole, that's me, what's in Perry's fanny pack? From your number one Australian fan, Dog S-Word Sniffer.
Now, they gave 20, whatever it is, of Australian
Hold
money.
On, I'll go find out.
What are you looking at him like that for?
It's his papers.
What is in there? Papers? Papers? What kind of papers?
One compartment says papers. Main compartment.
And then a bottle of water.
Bottle of water. It's a fake fanny pack. It's a decoy pack. It's a decoy pack.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a decoy pack.
Oh, go sit the fuck down. Go sit down.
About this compartment. Oh, there you go. There you go. There's some keys.
There's keys in there?
Sit down. Sit down.
It's a decoy pack.
God damn.
Why are you kicking at Mole?
There's a spoon. Why is there a
spoon? Get your fucking hands off me.
There's a spoon up there.
All right, don't kick. Put your fist down, Perry. Just tell him why there's a spoon in there.
I don't even know why there's a spoon in
there.
Well,
then why do you have it in there? Take it out, Mole. Let me see that spoon. Is it a Coke spoon?
That's the...
Is that for heroin?
Oh, my God.
Are you using that for heroin?
What? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, Mole, maybe you should just sit down while I read this other $10 shout-out. Dear Big Three, I was wondering why Perry calls himself the Scare Master. He doesn't scare anyone. I think he should change his name to Ass Master because he is a dumb one, eats them, and has sex in them. Also, I was wondering if you could bring back Perry's sexcapades.
Oh, yeah.
No, thank you.
But make it more Javajo friendly and call it Chasing Tail with Perry. Big
no,
three.
Thank you.
Sincerely, S.R. Harrison Esquire, Professor of Law at Ohio State University.
That's private. And those days are over with.
What, your sexcapades?
Yes.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Because he's looking for a nice girl
from
his religion.
Look,
he wants
seeking.
To settle down. He wants a mate. Tell me if I'm right. He wants to find somebody who shares his values with his religion. He wants to mate with somebody. He wants to settle down, find a nice girl. Because he's a man made for ladies. He's put the other stuff
All
behind
right.
him. He wants to have someone to move in with him who's also a Javajo.
Jehovah's Witness.
And also that together they could go down.
How does he find a mate? Does he sniff in trees and try to get the scent?
They follow the scent.
Well, that's interesting.
Jesus Christ.
So
he wants somebody to play with in the bathtub.
You just
used taking a bath can be lots of fun. But two
brother.
In the bathtub is more fun than one. Rub-a-dub doggy. Soft Javajo doggy.
I should just go to sleep. This is bullshit.
What's bullshit?
Listening to you two assholes. That's bullshit.
Here's another $10 shout out here. Mole, would you read that for us, please?
I'll sure try. Is everybody ready for this one?
Here I sure am.
This one goes a little something like this. To be read by Mole. Congratulations and praise the good Lord Jesus on making another remarkable comeback. William Randolph Hearst and the heathen Hollywood elite cannot hold Perry down no matter how hard they try. Big three. Each year my church, the Rolling Hills Congregation of Van Nuys, all right, honors courageous men of morals who stand up for their beliefs. I am proud to announce that St. Louis Ram draft pick Michael Sam will be receiving the prestigious Cookie Caramello Award for Courageous Acts of Homosexuality.
Oh,
Cookie gave hope to closeted gays.
Wrong!
Singer. His granddaughter, Christina.
Wrong!
By continuing the
God, tradition. You guys are gayer than garbage, and it's disgusting,
I'm
and it's a lie.
Talking about your daughter's
wrong.
Military service. Stop.
Again, it's wrong.
Cookie gave hope to closeted gay seamen. His granddaughter, Christine, honored him by continuing the tradition of military service. His son, Perry, honored him by becoming an openly homosexual actor and essing
Liar.
Off RC. And now the torch has been passed to Michael Sam. I hope Perry can join us in San Francisco at the annual Bond and Jessen and World Expo to present the Cookie Award
sure
to Michael
can.
Sam. I will
no,
contact
no.
Perry with further details. Yours in Christ, Pastor Paul Raul Ramos. Ah, Raul Ramos is back. He's one of the best pastors ever.
I'm not going to the
pastor of the Rolling Hills Congregation of Van Nuys.
You don't know
What's
that
up?
For sure yet. All right, here's another $10 shot.
And when I get baptized, there's absolutely positively no
what
way.
What is that happening?
maybe a year, maybe two.
And what do? They just put the drops behind your neck?
No. You go into a swimming pool and you get dunked.
Oh, that's the party. So that's the party we're not invited to. You're going to get dunked in the swimming pool?
You could go.
Let me do they do a thing where they throw a newspaper and you follow it into the water? Like they throw it up and they see how far you jump?
No.
So
yes, they should.
I feel a little choked up. You just invited us to your Javajo bagpipe
to
ceremony,
a Jehovah's Witness
and I can't
baptism.
Can we come to
I will
that?
Invite you only after you guys both go to a minimum of 3 months meetings on their
done.
Thursday night
done.
And their Sunday.
Done. Deal and done.
Without me.
Nope.
Without you.
You're going
without
with
me.
Us.
No.
Oh, right. So that
without
we can walk
you
in
guys,
and we can get bit.
You guys attend.
We got to go with you. They'll get a bite
you're
us.
Wrong.
Right away. They'll bite our. They'll nip it
oh,
us.
Yes. Wait invited. A second. So
you're
we got
to. Invited to my congregation.
We got to sit there and listen.
We're stranger danger and they're going to just bite us. You have to take us with you.
Wrong. You're not going to my congregation.
Why?
At all. Because you're not invited to my congregation.
Because you're afraid that Dan's too much of an alpha?
Too much of an alpha. No, I've got family members that go to that congregation that said that you're not invited.
They
to that
told you
who's
that we're
more
not
important,
involved.
Family or us?
Family.
Why?
Jehovah God is more important.
Who
way
your,
more
who
important.
Who in your family is a Javajo? When did that
Sammy's,
happen?
Sammy's a baptized witness.
When did he? Oh, he got baptized?
He's got baptized.
When did that happen?
God, about 12, 13 years
How far did he jump when they threw the rubber newspaper?
You know what you should do when you do it? You should go through a ring of fire.
Oh, yeah.
Because they know you're in show business, and they'll be expecting something a little special.
No, they don't. They didn't expect anything special when Prince got baptized. They didn't expect anything special when Michael Jackson got baptized. Nothing special when his mother got baptized.
You're listing a lot of very... Strong, stable individuals. So, wait a second. So you're saying not only Michael, but Catherine Jackson.
Wow.
Catherine.
They're both Javajos?
Catherine's been a Jehovah's Witness for years.
Wow. I wonder how far she can jump into a pool.
You're sick.
Does anyone ever do cannonballs to try to be funny when they're doing that?
No, you're change the subject.
All right, let me get back to this $10 shout-out. Now, this is written in crayon. If Perry calls girls that are his friends, girlfriends, then are boys who are his friends, boyfriends? I want to be Perry's boyfriend. I want to be Perry's boyfriend. He wrote it again. Oh, then they drew some pictures. Here's one of Perry. This is a guy that wrote something right there. There's a picture. What would you say that is, Mole?
He's it looks Scaremaster.
Like in a hole, and it looks like the guy that wrote this is right beside that with a skateboard. Oh, they're skateboarding. Yeah, right. Then here's one with they're on a seesaw. He's on a bike, and they've got Perry weighing down the seesaw. Then here's one. Oh, Perry and this guy kissing.
Oh, God.
All right, so that's boyfriend. Then you've got one that says, the big three is back. Probably not the best English. All right, then it says, here's another one in purple crayon. Don Barris is the very, 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 very best ever at everything. Mole is so...
Cool. Yes!
He's like my dad.
What?
Because he shoots people. Oh, dad does drugs. Okay. Oh, here's Mole smoking a pipe and with a gun.
All right.
Oh, look at me. That looks a lot like me, don't you think?
Totally.
Muscular as hell.
Hey, Mole, I need to ask you something.
What's up, dude?
Are you going to...
Wait
your
a minute.
Dad...
Can I just stop for 1 second? And that was today's $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out!
All right, real
Hold
quick.
Hold on. I forgot to say, if you want to send some money or a $10 shout-out, remember, write down your comments and send that $10 straight cash, no checks, no money orders, and send that to Don Barris, $10 shout out, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California, 90046. Now, what were you saying?
Number 153.
There you go. I didn't say that. Well, now you know. So it's 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046.
Fuck that up.
Address that to Don Barris, $10 shout out. Now, you were saying something.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
There's a TV show called the Chicago PD. When did your dad become the rogue cop on that show? Officer Malinsky.
You saw that? Did you find my dad?
I've been watching him, yeah.
You saw my dad?
I don't know if it's your dad, but it's Officer Malinsky. It makes me think of you, and he's a rogue cop. So,
what's your favorite Michael Jackson Chavo song?
Oh God! You won't even answer my question.
He did seem to avoid that a little bit.
Okay,
a lot.
No, I'm talking about you. What's your favorite Michael Jackson Chavo song?
I'll answer your question if you tell me what's your favorite Michael Jackson Chavo song.
That's fair.
I don't have one.
You don't. Well, then don't give him an answer.
All right.
Just some Michael Jackson song that you're a fan
of. One of my favorite songs was off their first album, ABC.
It's Easy as 1, 2, 3.
As Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Mary Jane?
I saw on TV Michael Jackson's mom and dad broke up because of the Javajos.
Oh, seriously?
ABC
later.
I believe
so.
What did they say about that? Is that true, Perry?
That's why they divorced.
I don't know. I don't even know if they're divorced. I know that Michael's father got a place in Vegas for a while.
Oh, no.
I like Dalmatian Machine.
Where's that?
It's Dalmatian Machine. Look at the dog. Gotta pray. It's Dalmatian because it's black and white.
Wow.
Bite it.
Do you feel the Javajos? What's the matter, Perry? You don't seem in the best of spirits.
You know, you guys are the grossest.
The grossest what?
Grossest what?
Get your thoughts together before you make a statement. The grossest what?
You're talking shit about my religion.
No, we're not. We want to come and see your Javajo bagpipe.
Jehovah's Witness.
I like your
Jehovah's
dog.
Witness. You keep fucking off.
Hold on,
you keep
Perry.
Lying
Perry,
about the
Perry,
name of my religion.
Perry, please, excuse me. Is that a phone call? Can you send that through for us, please?
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darlings.
Oh,
hello,
God.
My ragtime big three.
Oh, you flaming queer.
Hey, Mr. Adams. How are you?
How's everyone's springtime a-blooming?
Pretty good. What's
Spring's
up with you?
Spring's almost over, if not a...
Well, I've got news hot off the presses. Perry, you, my boy, are a hit.
What?
A hit.
Thank you. From what?
Perry, I'm talking about B-E-M. B-E-M.
Beam?
Beefeater Menswear.
Oh, yeah, B-E-M.
Oh,
B-E-M.
And you and those shorts are through the roof.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
The board wants you on board. Yes, yes. You are our spokesperson.
Oh, congratulations.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you going to get
paid?
Wait,
is Perry getting paid for this
because,
whole
listen,
thing?
Perry will be getting paid. Perry will be getting paid quite handsomely
good
for this.
Thank
yes,
you.
Indeed we do.
Thank
but
you.
Here's the dealio pickle. Beefeater Men's Inc. is in need of some seed money, and that's where you come in. With the seed, I'd heard that you got some startup funds for a pilot.
Where'd you get that information from?
Wait a second.
I think I told him because I was on drugs. I did drugs.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Walter
had drugs. I told him.
Yes.
I told you.
Walter told me. Yes. Yes. He had drugs.
I told you not to discuss money with anybody.
Listen. Be that as it may, here's what I'd like. I'd like you to give that money, the startup money from the pilot, to Perry to be our spokesperson so that we can start cashing in on his white hot star. Of course, yes, I know this may jeopardize the pilot.
Yeah, it will.
Yes, but it will assure Beefeater its rightful place at Fashion Week.
Fashion Week like Jay-Z.
How much money
we'll be like
how
Jay-Z.
Much money are we talking?
Well, nobody's going to Fashion Week.
Well, let me ask this. Perry, don't you think you deserve the money, Perry?
That would be nice.
It's not about that,
I
Mr.
get
Adams.
Abused, but...
Perry, do you want to take the money and no
please.
Pilot? If you do that, no pilot.
No pilot.
Listen, Listen. Before we decide anything rashy, let me tickle everyone with a new... How about this? How about I tickle everyone with a new Beef Eater ditty that we're working on, just to let our thoughts stew for a moment?
Oh, yeah, nice.
Love to hear that.
I know Beef Eater's just suddenly sprung up, and there's a lot going on, but... I think this will get everyone in the mood. This is a tune.
There'll be a pilot.
This is a tune that was used, you might remember this, in that that greasy Ginzo telepic, The Sopranos. Yes, it was terrible. True? Terrible, The Sopranos? The worst?
Shut your mouth.
Listen. Oh, I will say, the one good thing the show did do, besides, it did do something good, besides knocking off all of those guineas, is feature this tune... with the tight dungareed Stephen Perry. And now it's to our Perry. True? Yes. Let's begin, shall we?
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yes.
The biggest fucking head.
Yes. Diddly do we know this one. Oh, yes.
I love this.
Already I can feel the Nicholas Brothers back there getting ready for this. Just a Chi-Town boy, living in his filthy world.
Filthy?
I'd love to pull a train on him anywhere.
Try me.
Just a pair of short shorts, sewn by a little Indonesian boy. They look even better with no underwear. Yes. Right, we'll find it. Ooh, get ready, Nicholas
Brothers.
Give
me some guitar.
Soon. Everybody ready? A Scaremaster in a Denny's men's room.
Shut up.
Smells of hash browns and making boom. He pulls his Beef Eaters to the side for some dong and schlong all night long. The strangers filleting up and down the bathroom stalls, they're kneeling, reeling in the night. That's right.
Yeah.
Those Beef Eaters, so packed full of man mortadella, they're oh so hot and they're so tight. Yes, the Beef Eaters. And who's that peeking their heads and their Beef Eaters through the curtains? Why, it's the Nicholas Brothers. Jerking hard to get his fill. He's into Jack, not into Jill. Stuffing anything to his hole just one more time. Yeah, that's right.
Nice words there.
Some he'll jerk, some he'll blow, some will make him scream, oh, oh. But those shorts are still looking good. They go on and off and on and off. They're strangers copulating, fantasizing, sodomizing with delight, those Beef Eaters. With delight. There we are. Right. Sodomizing with delight, yes. Those Beef Eaters. Soaking wet with protein stains, and it's only Monday night. And here they come. That's right, the Nicholas Brothers, bounding through the curtain with their Beef Eaters, leaning over, showing all the beef, getting ready to eat beef and feed beef. And remember, don't stop beef eating. The men you'll soon be meeting, you'll have to be beating them off.
Some money at least.
Don't stop beef eating. That's right, don't stop beef eating. People, whoa, 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 beef eating people. Beef eating On your diet, you'll be cheating with all the beef you'll be eating. Whoa.
Wow.
That's right. Do not stop beef eating. Do not stop it. Now, quickly, thoughts.
It needs work, dude. Definitely needs work. Yeah.
All right. Listen, it is a work in progress. Right now, it's a work in progress.
Thoughts.
Petty, talk to me.
You made a comment to Don, Mole, and myself about giving me the funds.
Well, tell me what about it you love the most. First, Mr. Barnes.
Oh, I love the Nicholas Brothers. I always do.
I agree with nearly everything that everyone is saying. But listen, Petty, do this. Think about the seed money. Or just the seed, really. You know, think on it and listen. Think on it whether or not you'd like to take the money for yourself. Whilst you ponder this rib tickler, what is it that one can catch, but not with one's hands?
HIV, like Scaremaster.
Exactly. Especially in this beef eater.
Oh, fuck you lying faggot.
Now get beef-eating lovers. Toodles.
I see you, Mr. Adams.
Excuse me for using the F word.
I like this.
You piece of shit.
What?
Oh, like HIV, like Scaremaster.
No, he said you can catch.
I would never in a zillion, babillion, quazillion years ever catch that fucking disease.
You know,
because I don't associate with those type of people.
You don't know that for sure.
It's a human disease, dude.
I don't associate
with human people.
With those types of
Do you know the vast majority of people who are infected with HIV are Javajos?
I knew.
You're full of shit.
Look it up on the internet.
There is nobody that's
all
a Jehovah's Witness.
All the blood that is transmitted from the biting, the constant biting.
Harry, put the microphone back.
People
Harry,
wrestling
please.
Around. They think it's funny.
I'm about.
They start nipping.
You're about, but you're not ready yet. Perry, why are you so upset?
Because he's talking shit.
He's not talking shit.
It's blasphemous, lying bullshit.
I don't get it.
Fuck that.
Well, here's the problem I have. He mentioned something about these beef eater shorts and the way that Perry's paid is with the money that we have for the pilot.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the way to do that.
I mean,
you wouldn't want that, would you, Perry?
I would like something.
Why? Why do you deserve that?
The way I'm emotionally abused.
Who emotionally abuses you?
Both of you. Every time
Wait
I come
a minute.
Here,
really?
Don't come here.
Did Mole or I kick you today?
Emotional, not physical.
Okay, but you went physical on us. You raised your fist to Mary Jane.
Did I touch her?
You
no.
Punched
no.
Me. You punched me.
You punched him
and you kicked him.
You were physically abusive to me.
You don't hear Mole crying every
you
second.
You guys aim. To fucking make me look like shit.
You're full of shit now.
You
are wrong.
You're gonna make fun of the religious belief that
Nobody
I have.
Makes fun of your religion.
Oh, really?
Nobody
Why
makes
do you
fun
call
of your religion.
Javajo,
Nobody
that I
makes
how
in
we pronounce
dogs,
it where we're from.
We worship dogs.
Yeah.
That's Jehovah's how we, Witnesses.
Yeah, that's what he taught us.
Jehovah's Witnesses do not do those things.
Why how
not?
Do you know?
I mean, how do I know?
Well, you talk about the fact they throw a bone, you jump in the pool.
I never.
During During your Javajo bagpipe ceremony, they throw the bone and you jump in a pool. See how high you can jump.
I never. Speak
you
like
said that.
That
earlier today.
Well, shut
then
up.
You gotta run through the rain
fuck.
Barrels and see how fast you can.
Shut up, you fucking freaks! Both of you.
Fuck.
I've been emotionally and mentally battered by Perry.
Because you're disgusted over what the way they treat me.
No, you raising your fist to me.
Oh, please.
Oh, please. Oh, everything that you
I'm
do.
Not gonna, you know
you
I'm not going to
so.
Touch you. And I'm very.
Wait a second. She knows that? You were out of control. You were punching Mole and you were kicking Mole because he was asked to look
into
your
fanny
pack. Because
he was fucking going into my
fanny
pack.
Yeah, but that's
pack.
A phony
Decoy
fanny
pack.
Pack.
Decoy pack.
That's not the real fanny pack and he knew it. You come in here.
Hey, Dan, I like your Goodfellas shirt.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you very much.
What do you like about you like the movie?
Yes, I do.
Scaremaster, what's your favorite part of Goodfellas?
I like when they, can I tell mine?
Yeah.
You know in that scene where they go through the kitchen to the Javajo party?
Mm-hmm.
They're walking through there real quick, and the guy's Jerry giving Vail. Money to everybody because Javajos are begging constantly for money, and you got to fucking go,
shut up.
You don't beg
for money.
You don't beg for money all the time.
We do not beg for money.
You were trying to take our pilot money for a shorts commercial. That should be two separate entities.
Excuse me?
I said that should be two separate entities.
What about my... Never mind.
What about your what?
My pay for all the abuse that both of you guys give me.
Oh, fuck you.
Talking about skirmish.
What about the abuse you give us, you pile of
what
dog
abuse?
Shit?
What abuse? What? My appearance?
Yeah, that?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that the abuse?
That's
yes.
some
me
of it.
Showing up?
Yes.
Not being a professional actor?
Thank
you. Oh, please.
You're professional. You come in here and yell at us, and we've done nothing to you except try to help you. And then we talk about a simple thing like a little party for the fans.
Yeah, and all you guys want to do is show up at my place.
That's not all we want to do.
Show up at my house. My private fucking physical location.
Right, and you don't think it's nice?
Sputorum.
No, it's not nice. I mean, nobody ever shows up at fucking Madonna's house.
Yes, they do.
You're going to have the whole fucking Hollywood community show up at Madonna's house?
But people that are invited.
There are a lot of similarities.
Those that are invited.
Well, we're trying to get invited.
You're not invited.
But
why do you compare yourself to Madonna? Because you guys both bang a bunch of dudes.
Oh, God.
They get young Hispanic dudes in their limos, and they suck them off.
Oh, God, please.
That's not true.
You know what I wonder about Goodfellas, Dan, is
what's
when
that?
The guy goes, hey, you make me laugh like a clown. You make me laugh. He made me laugh like a clown. Hi, huh? Make me laugh.
Do you know that
laugh.
Scene that he's talking about?
I don't have a clue.
You think I'm funny?
I don't.
You think I'm funny?
I just don't think Henry would be afraid of him because he grew up with Tommy.
I don't remember all
as
that.
A kid, Henry took the rap for the cigarettes, and Tommy ran away. So Henry was really the tough guy. I think if Tommy started jawing like that, he'd be like, Tommy, cut the crap.
In a way, it's almost like Perry. We talk about an innocent thing like a fun party. Right after I saw a flyer that said that pool area is now open for parties and that they were having a party on Memorial Day.
That was a flyer done illegally by neighbors that got into some
deep illegal flyer?
Fucking trouble.
Wasn't cleared with the FCC?
They got in trouble.
They got in deep, deep, deep trouble.
Did they have
trouble.
To blow somebody after that?
Oh, I spoke to my apartment manager earlier today. He says,
"Wait a minute, you narked them out?"
I didn't nark them out.
Did you go to your manager and talk about it?
I went to my manager to find out what went on.
Shit.
Excuse me, there's children by the pool enjoying
themselves.
Yeah,
not just children, but like 30.
I can't concentrate on my jerking off to men's magazines with all this children's laughter.
Wow, Barry, you are fucking.
I'm sorry,
heartless.
I didn't mean to use such body language, but my goodness, Scaremaster.
So you narked these people out?
Why would I nark them out?
You went to the manager.
It's so hot.
He lives there, too. He
Papa,
saw everything.
It's so hot in the valley.
He saw everything.
Can we
that went
please
on?
Go swimming in that pool? No, that's where a crazy man lives.
Oh, God.
Who hates children. There he is. Is his name Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah, crazy
Look
man.
Look at his hair.
Crazy man that worships dogs. What are you doing, Scaremaster?
You know what would be nice? Maybe one day the kids show up and they've got a little puppy, and that melts your frozen heart.
Oh, that'd
be
great.
Like the Winter Warlock.
Wow.
All I ever wanted was to play with a puppy.
What's the matter, Perry?
I'm disgusted with you guys.
Well, that doesn't seem very fair. What have we
done? What do
you
mean? Really unfair.
What have we done?
Yeah.
Look at how you fucking two morons treat me.
Morons.
Look how you treat us. You're so mean to us. You're so mean.
I'm speechless. I just can't believe this
shit
that comes out of your fucking mouth.
Let's analyze this.
Javajos.
Yeah.
We
talk about the
dogs.
Yes.
You do?
Blowing out your ass.
You just said it.
You just said it again. It's like the same thing that you said when, let me have eight
people
come over
my place. No, I said it with
a
fucking question mark.
I
didn't say it like we do this.
Well, say it again.
I said Javajos, which means a question mark. No. We worship dogs with a question mark.
Javajos. Like you're saying, like, Javajos.
I am
we
an
worship
associate
dogs.
Of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Right, but you're saying it like it's a product. Like, Javajos, we worship dogs. Come on down. Free milk free milk bones for the puppies.
August 16th, the pool party.
I don't know where a pool party is.
You'll be begging to get in.
You'd have to go to the beach for that.
Well, okay. I'm almost filled up to my eyebrows with bullshit.
Yeah, you know? Bullshit. Okay,
yeah.
That,
you know what? You say that we do something bad to you. What do we do bad? We're doing
again,
we're doing a
I got okay, in a big fucking trouble for
yeah,
the last thing you set up at my house. And my apartment manager pulled you out of my house, had a humongous fucking speech with your ass.
Yeah, what did he do? What did he talk to me about?
Was he hitting on you? Did he like you?
I don't know, but if you got in trouble there, I remember the last time you told us you got in trouble. You didn't do this again, did you?
Do what again?
Oh, Perry.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You can't keep cashing it in. That's why, remember your tushy hurt?
Every time you get in trouble.
Is that why your tushy was so sore when you were in here?
That's right. Last week your ass was bleeding. Is it bleeding this week?
No, I'm fine right now.
Ugh. My confusion, if I may say, we are trying to do a pilot.
But you're not using my house as the studio.
Shut up. We haven't decided yet.
What do you mean we haven't decided yet? I've decided to tell you my house is not used as a studio.
That's how you feel right now.
Right now and for good.
You don't know what the future holds.
I know what the future holds.
You could be
wrong.
And
if fucking Nick Shadursky comes out a fucking week early to make it look like, have the party here, that I will send his ass back to the fucking airport and he won't show up again. You understand that, Nick? You won't show up again.
Yeah, Nick.
You son of a bitch, Nick.
Yeah, you better invite us to your party over at Scaremaster's house.
Oh, my God, you fucking two cock-sucking motherfuckers. No fucking way!
Well, we're finishing big here.
Big my ass.
I'm
making
big.
A ribeye. I think I might make a ribeye.
No, I think that you're going to be
filled. There's a bone.
No, here's what's going to happen. You're going to fill yourself up with a lot of the prime rib, and you're not going to want any.
Oh, we should be a carving station.
Oh, that's
Scaremaster. I've got one
of
those heat lamps.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Besides the baby deer, the fawns, I believe they're called, besides them running around, we ought to plant corn.
Oh, that'd be nice.
You know what we should do? Because it's now the end of May. If we plant corn, where would that be in August? How big would it be, do you think?
100 feet.
100 yeah. feet. It might be wrong. How big do you think that'll be, Perry?
If
we plant
corn now?
In your right by your pool right
oh,
now.
Oh, God. Fuck off.
You almost gave us an answer.
Fuck off.
You got to dig a cornhole first.
The whole religion, all this bullshit that you say, fuck off. This is what a religious guy would do. I think that people look at you, and I'm not saying this as a joke, Perry. Think about this. People don't
You're a hero to people.
You are. Because more
You're
people know about the Navajo religion because of you than anything
Jehovah's
else.
Jehovah's Witnesses.
You're a hero,
Not
though. You're
Javajo.
The hero. You're the hero, Scaremaster.
You're probably the most famous
Navajo.
Can
you say thank you when I'm telling you?
Jehovah's Witness.
You're a hero, dude.
I never see Prince go on TV or
nope.
anything talk about Navajos.
No, because he keeps it quiet.
Okay, but you talk about it.
You think you might be allergic?
I don't think he's allergic. I don't think that's the way it is.
There was a couple times that they talked about him being a witness on TV. I saw
it. I didn't see it.
I saw.
You seem to talk about your Navajo religion every single week.
Because you keep saying Navajo.
Not
it's
always.
It's not Navajo.
Okay, well, listen, we got to wrap
fucking
up this
moron.
We got to wrap
this
up the show.
This is what it sounds like.
You
got to
remember, next week, our next show, you have to do a review.
I'm not doing shit.
All right, Perry.
You have no fucking respect for my religious beliefs.
I do, too. I'm ready to go to your fucking little...
You're not going to my fucking Kingdom Hall. You go to the Kingdom Hall that's over here.
What do you mean?
There's a Kingdom Hall in your neck of the woods.
There's a Kingdom Hall in any neck of the woods. Navajos, we pray to dogs.
Wow, you just keep putting commercial after commercial.
Well, he's got such a great tagline he put on it.
No, I'm talking about your Javo bagpipe ceremony. We can't go to one here. We got to go where you are.
No, you're not going.
Yes, we are.
Oh, you are? Then
yes.
You're going to see Sam, and Sam's going to throw your ass out.
And I'll say, Sam, here's $2,000. Can we stay? Sam will take the money. He's a Caravello.
He's a Seferis.
All right. Well, he's related to the Caravellos. He'll take the money. He'll shut his fucking mouth.
And will you shut your fucking mouth when you show up and sit your ass down and be quiet?
Absolutely, I will.
I will, too.
Or are you going to fucking act like you are here, like a child?
I will not act like a child.
I will, too.
What we'll do is we...
You first, and I repeat, you first for...
Okay, I'm listening.
What's the word I'm trying to think
of? I don't know.
Make do.
I need to see how you guys will perform before you come to my Kingdom Hall.
Oh,
I want to show up with you two sons of bitches at the Kingdom Hall in this neighborhood.
That seems fair to me. I'll do that.
I believe it's off of Fairfax and Cole.
Make it happen.
I
think that's the corner.
I think that if I would feel absolutely terrible if I knew that you were going to your Javajo bagpipe ceremony and we weren't there supporting you.
Oh, my God. It's not Javajo. It's Jehovah's
Witness. Okay, well, we
got to
wrap this up. Yes, Mary Jane.
Perry needs to politely say that he's going to do his assignment for next week.
That's all I need to
do. What assignment?
You were going to review the movie Windy
City
Heat.
Yeah.
You were going to tell your feelings about it. You were going to give us as much information about that film as you possibly can. Do you understand me?
Yes.
If you don't do it, they're going to drop movie time like everything else. But before we close out today's show, there's a little something that we forgot to do. Probably the most important thing that we add to the culture. The critics like it. The fans like it. It's time for a little thing we like to call mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
If you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game we play here. Who's in charge? Mole. He casts the scene. He directs the scene. He gives us information on what we do during the scene. What we don't know is what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play.
Well, we may never know what happened at that poolside on Memorial Day when Scaremaster came out to find a bunch of kids splashing and gallivanting around, enjoying some watermelon slices and getting ready for a piñata. Playing and seeing each other for the first time in a long time and beating the heat in the brutal, brutal, disgusting San Fernando Valley.
Do you have an extra Windy City Heat? Because mine was stolen.
Can you wait? Can you wait till after Mole Play, please?
Yeah.
Today's Mole Play takes us to Memorial Day Barbecue, where the Gutierrez family and the Rodriguez family are reuniting after having not seen each other in many years. They're having a great time. They're enjoying some carne asada, and they're sitting down, and they're about to enjoy, and they've got all their friends and family there, and Scaremaster enters. Scaremaster, I'd like you to play yourself, because you're very good at that. And Dan, I'd like you to play little Ramon Gutierrez, who's... first time he's gotten to go into a pool, and he's very excited. He just learned how to swim, and he's going to show up to his parents how he knows how to swim. And Mopai.
Senor, I have been told that you are taking...
You know, let's flip it. Scaremaster, you play little Ramon Gutierrez. 7 years old, you just learned how to swim, and you want to show off to all your relatives. Dan, you play Scaremaster, who's trying to get rid of his headache. Mopai.
What are you little fucking Mexicans doing here? Get out of the pool! Get out of the pool!
Hey, senor, you need to calm down.
My head is hurting! Get out of here! Take your piñatas down! Now!
Ramon's father comes over. He's a big, strong Mexican dude. You play him also, Scaremaster.
Excuse me.
What do you want?
Scaremaster sees this. Oh.
Hey, you want me to fuck you up, motherfucker?
No! No, I don't!
Their eyes locked.
Then shut your fucking mouth and get out of here.
I live here!
Scaremaster looks at
I live here too, motherfucker.
Looks at the dad and takes off his own shirt.
Look at my chest! I am strong!
I'm not taking off my fucking clothes
look
ever again.
Look at my nipples!
That bullshit is over with.
Look at my
that
nipples!
That fucking gay bullshit is over with.
They start making out.
That gay
give me a
bullshit
kiss. Give
is
me a
over
kiss.
With. You
I'm
fucking
not
homo.
Gay. I am not a homo.
Not gay,
I right. just want to kiss you.
It's over. It's over. It's over.
Ramon, just give me a quick kiss.
God, you're such a
fucking... For Memorial
bear.
Day.
You are such a fucking gay, queer.
I'm not queer! I want a Memorial Day kiss! I want my nipples touched!
And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Wow, you didn't really put anything into
it
again.
Why would you kiss Ramon Senior?
Why would I give a fucking homosexual kiss
to this guy? Just two dudes.
What do you think that is? It's a fucking
not a gay thing. Just
it's
two dudes.
Joke thing. I did want to bring up something before we go today. It's about our Big Three fan club. Now, for months and months, we have not been getting new members. And I started thinking, I wonder why that is. Well, first of all, it's a private club. You have to kind of come through. Actually, the person you go to is you go to Nicole Perez on Facebook. Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Perez, P-E-R-E-Z. You go to her, and she gets you in. Now, the reason we do this is because it's a private club. Well, and all Javajos can come except for one. I hope that gets through and you understand what I'm talking about. So it's a fan club where it's people that just like to talk about the Big Three and without somebody else knowing anything about. So you can say what's really on your mind in there. It's a great place to find out things like what's going on. What's the big weekend, August 15th, going to be about? As well as other things that we'll put up there. So again, if you want to be part of the Big Three fan club, get in touch with Nicole Perez on her Facebook page, and she will take care of everything. If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, Mole, how can they get in touch with you?
I'm Walter Malinsky on Facebook.
Scaremaster, how can people get in touch with you?
Email me.
What do you mean, email
me? Email me.
I don't know what that
means. ScaryPerryX1050@gmail.com. Facebook and Twitter will be back up by next week.
I'll bet it's not.
But if it's not, oh well.
Okay. If you want to get in touch with me, I'm at SimplyDon1 on Twitter. I'm at Don Barris on Facebook. Instagram at SimplyDon1. Vine, I'm at Don Barris. Check me out every week on Simply Don the Podcast. And every night I close the show over at the world famous comedy store. And don't forget, Monday nights, the Ding Dong Show, 10 p.m. Well, guys, what a shipwreck this was. We didn't even get a chance to decide if we're going to have the eight people come over as guests for the weekend of August 15th.
It's up in the air.
Nobody's coming to my
house. But let's put it there. Big Three. Goodbye. Yeah,